Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share your thoughts, your perspective, and your views on a broad range of issues impacting your neighborhood, community, your city, our nation, and indeed our world. We have another great show for you this morning. The holidays are an especially emotional time for struggling families. With Thanksgiving only days away and Christmas just around the corner, programs dedicated to helping families in need are gearing up to meet the needs of these families. One such program is the Charlotte Rescue Mission. The Charlotte Rescue Mission provides critical services to men and women mired in drug addiction and alcohol. For families grappling with homelessness, the Rescue Mission is an important lifeline that saves individuals and families from sleeping on the streets. The Charlotte Rescue Mission's Dove's Nest Division is an especially critical component that helps women throughout the city of Charlotte. Their new multi-million dollar facility provides greater resources for women in need. This morning, a representative of the Charlotte Rescue Mission's Dove's Nest Division will share with us the critical services they provide and their efforts to help families during the holiday season. Get ready for another informative show here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Community Voices with Ron Holland. In-depth analysis, thought-provoking, and hard-hitting. Community Voices with Ron Holland, giving you an opportunity to share what's on your mind and in your heart. Community Voices with Ron Holland on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station. Joining me this morning via telephone is Shantae Anderson, Facility Case Manager of the Dove's Nest Program, a division of the Charlotte Rescue Mission. Shantae, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Ron.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to thank you for coming back on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. I want to publicly thank you for inviting me to the grand opening of the new Dove's Nest facility. It was a wonderful event, huge turnout, and I certainly appreciate the opportunity to tour that gorgeous building. How are things at Dove's Nest since the grand opening in September?
Oh my gosh, things have just been rolling straight ahead since then. We actually have admitted two of our first families. You know, we were having mothers and children into our program now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've received a mother with four boys and then a second mother with one child. So we have our mothers and children here now.
Right, right. Now, Dove's Nest is a 120-bed facility that will house upward of 90 women and 30 children. As a reminder to our listeners, talk a little bit about the Dove's Nest program.
Dove's Nest is a facility that helps women and children recover from alcohol and drugs. So it is a 120-day program minimum. We've had women to stay here for up to 6 months, and we also offer an aftercare program for the ladies, so we just don't, when they leave our facility, we have a collaboration with the YWCA so that they can go there and further get themselves together and transition back into society slowly.
Mm-hmm.
When they're here, they're not allowed to work or anything. They work on themselves, just do psychoeducational groups and psychotherapy groups. They have a counselor that works one-on-one with them, with the mothers and the children, just to prepare them for living in society,
yeah.
To become productive members into society. And then they leave our facility and go over to the YWCA, where they can get a job and stay for up to 2 years.
Right, right. Now, while the nation was climbing out of a recession, the Charlotte Rescue Mission and the Dove's Nest Division exhausted every avenue and kept their hands to the plow to find resources to build this facility. Everyone associated with the Charlotte Rescue Mission must be elated that the hard work paid off.
Absolutely, Ron, and that was just nothing but God. You know, everybody told us that it couldn't be done. The bottom had just fell out in 2008 when we started our capital campaign, and everybody was like, you guys are crazy, nobody's going to give you money, and we have raised $10.2 million
wow.
to build this facility and incorporate 3 years of operating funds, and we still have about $1 million left to reach our goal, but that was just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, again, you know, one of the interesting things about the event that really struck me was the dedication of the folks that were there. Those I just got the sense and the feeling that people were extraordinarily happy that this facility had been built, particularly during the tour. As we toured the facility, all I kept hearing was, wow, this is nice. It was just repeated all over the place. So talk a little bit about how excited you are about just the aesthetics of the building. Again, it's really gorgeous.
It is, absolutely. And when we sit down and begin planning the groundwork for this building, we had a vision in mind that we wanted women to come to a haven. Dove's Nest is a haven, a place where the wounded can come and heal. And we wanted that to just exuberate throughout the whole building and the aesthetics and inside. And when you walk into this, you could get the feeling of just peace and serenity.
Yeah.
And we worked with Rogers Building and told them our vision, and they implemented it so well. And it just turned out extraordinarily. It was just awesome. It turned out even better than we could expect. It was things that we had on our list that we just would not give with. You know, we wanted them to have a place to go and meditate. So we have the meditation room. I hope you had a chance to see that.
Yes.
We have a beauty salon for these women. We have an exercise room, and that's just to show them that, you know, you're worthy. You're worth this. We want you to be happy, joyous, and free on all levels.
In terms of the children, there are a lot of amenities for the children. Talk a little bit about that.
Oh, absolutely. We are actually just getting our children's playground erected up and ready to go. We have, and I wish I could remember the donors' names, but we've had so many people to just come alongside of us, Ron. It's been amazing. But we've had a donor to donate a basketball court, so the boys have a basketball goal they can go and play at. They also have a volleyball net and ball, and it's just been amazing.
Wow.
The things people have come alongside of us to support us with the women and the children.
And I was struck by the acreage there. It sits on a huge acre of land, I think it is. Talk a little bit about how you guys were able to obtain the acreage there.
That, too, was also God. You know, we Bobby Seaborn and some of the board, when we made the decision to expand Dove's Nest from a 12-bed facility to a 90-bed facility, they started looking for land. And, of course, we found this property, and the property was way more than we could afford. However, a few months later, somebody died and left us just this much amount in their will. It was just amazing. And
wow.
We went back and offered the guy that was selling this property this much money for this land, and we bought it free and clear.
Wow.
However, when we purchased this property, it was 11 acres, and of course we didn't need 11 acres, so the board again made the decision that we would sell half the land to United Family Services, which is the other building that you saw being built here on this property.
Yeah.
And so they bought the other 5 acres of the land, and we have 6 acres, and they're building the new United Family Services program there.
Absolutely amazing. What are the requirements for women and families in need, particularly around this time of year?
Of course, we have Thanksgiving coming up, which is a big holiday, and Christmas. So we, what we do here at Dove's Nest and Charlotte Rescue Mission as a whole, on Christmas Day and Thanksgiving Day, open up the doors for anybody to come in and sup with us. You know, anybody in the community can bring your family, or if you know anybody that has no family and want to come and eat with us on Thanksgiving and Christmas, they are so free to do that at the Charlotte Rescue Mission, which is on 907 West 1st Street. And for our ladies here at Dove's Nest, we let them prepare their Thanksgiving meal, and they invite their family and friends to come and dine with them here at Dove's Nest. So it's a really special time of the year, and we just invite the public to come and join with us.
Yeah. Now, in terms of your Rebound program for men, talk a little bit about that.
The Rebound program for men is actually a 90-day program, and that it's run a little different from Dove's Nest. However, like I said, the men, same thing. They do psychoeducational groups. They have a therapist that works with them one-on-one. The only difference, the main difference with the women and the men are allowed to go out after 30 days and in the community, and our women are not. Mm-hmm. So that's the main thing. And then the men are giving what they call ministry assignments within the building. It might be in the kitchen. It might be at the security desk. They have different ministry assignments that they do there mm-hmm. on the facilities, but a very good program as well.
Now, are you preparing for Christmas, obviously, with the children that you serve? It can be a daunting task, purchasing, buying toys. What are you doing to prepare for the Christmas holiday as well as Thanksgiving?
Yes, Katie Rawlings, who is our new volunteer coordinator here at Dove's Nest, has been working with people in the community. We've gotten little Christmas lists together, needs lists, and so if anybody wants to join with us and deliver something for the kids for Christmas, we would greatly appreciate that. And you can just give us a call and ask for Katie Rawlings.
Okay. Now, it must be especially difficult for families requiring assistance during the holiday season. Talk a little bit about how the Charlotte Rescue Mission and Dove's Nest deal with the emotional and spiritual toll impacting families in need.
Yes, it is difficult, as it is for all of us anytime. The holidays are stressful, you know, it's and it's extra stressful when you're away from family in a facility like this. And we have several groups that we commit strictly to dealing with stress and being away from families during the holiday, and then we try to make it extra special for them. That's why we open up the doors here at Dove's Nest so that their family members can come and spend that day with them, Christmas Day and Thanksgiving Day. They'll cook and they'll have their family members come and eat with them. Mm-hmm. And then we also make sure that they're making their 12-step meetings and just surrounded by the network out in the community that they should have already gathered, you know, building a network of people that can come alongside them and support them during the holidays, as well as the staff here at Rebound and Dove's Nest.
Yeah, and it must be a really gratifying feeling when families are participating in the recovery part of your program.
Oh, it is. It is so good to see the family members and come alongside us and support these ladies and men who are trying to put their lives back together, and they are required to go to an Al-Anon or an NA or AA meeting just so that they can understand the disease of addiction, because it is a family disease. It just doesn't affect that individual. It affects the entire family, and so you need to have some type of understanding that when you look at it from a disease perspective and you're not so angry at the individual, you know, because a lot of them wreak havoc in a lot of their families' lives.
Yeah.
So we love to see the family members come here and join with them and see them go through this process. It's just really gratifying.
Now, I had an opportunity to go on the website, and again, you have so many wonderful things, so many wonderful programs available, but what caught my attention is the $1.92 per meal program. If you can, talk a little bit about that and how people can help with that.
That's really Tony Marciano's forte.
Okay.
But, you know, it actually costs us $1.92 to serve a meal here at Dove's Nest. So, and people can come alongside us in any number of ways. You can, number one, you can prepare a meal and drop it off. Around the holidays, we love, love, love to get desserts dropped off. Mm-hmm. You can come actually into the facility at Rebound and serve that meal, the same meal that you have paid for. You can come in and serve it to the men yourselves, you and a group of people, or your family if you just want to do something with your husband, wife, husband, and children. That's another opportunity that you have to come alongside of us and serve the men. So those are just some of the few of the ways that you can come alongside us to help.
Right, right. Are you in partnership with the county, state, and the city in terms of providing resources for families?
We are not, just because we don't accept any United States or government funding. We are a faith-based Christian facility, mm-hmm. and if we accept any government or state funding, then it limits what we can teach and talk about as far as Christ. So we don't do that. Now, we have clients that come in that are on some kind of state funding, and we don't, you know, make them stop that.
Right.
They are allowed to do that. But as far as us collaborating with any state or government entities, we don't do that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because when the government gets involved, you know.
Yes, exactly. That's so it's just amazing to me, Ron, that we've raised all this money from majority churches, individuals, and just the community.
Right. And that speaks volumes about the American spirit. When individuals see within themselves an opportunity to help another human being, that has to have some impact on you emotionally.
It does. It is overwhelming emotionally. It just, every time I think about it, it's really overwhelming to think that we run this strictly on donations from volunteers, people in the community like you and I, organizations and churches. Attest to the human spirit that we are. There's a lot of good people out there that want to help other individuals and are doing so every day.
Yeah. Now, and again, I want to revisit the issue of Christmas because I'm a kid at heart. You know, I'm 40 plus years old and I still get a little giddy at Christmas. But I want to make sure that folks who are listening to this program have an opportunity to help in some way. So with Christmas being around the corner, what can people do right now to help the Charlotte Rescue Mission, particularly for the children that will benefit from the program?
Actually, you can give us a call, Ron. They can call at 704-332-3999, extension 110, and Katie Rollins is our children's coordinator. But one thing I know is a need right away is these children are in school, and they're in schools with the uniforms,
mm-hmm.
and so we need uniforms bad. We need uniforms, we need children. The children need shoes, socks, coats, long-sleeve shirts, things like that would really be, and it don't have to be new. If it's gently used,
mm-hmm.
we welcome that also. Educational toys, anything that's, you know, videos that are educational, if you've got toys that are educational, that would always help also.
Right, right. Now, I do want to ask you a really personal question. Nothing salacious, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
But I'm really interested in why you chose to do this kind of work. I know it's close to your heart, but why did you choose to do this work?
That's actually ironic because I actually did not choose to do this type of work. I think God chose me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a saying that God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies those that he calls, and that was certainly the case with me. I moved to Charlotte in 2005 and had no idea what I was going to do. My background is actually in biotechnology,
mm-hmm.
and so I was working at Revlon making makeup. I was a process technician, so I had nothing in my history about social work whatsoever. And when I moved to Charlotte, I just happened to run into this lady who was the case manager and the facility manager of the Dove's Nest, and I read about it, and like you, I was so intrigued. I thought it was an awesome, awesome program, and so I started working here as an on-call tech. And just God drew my heart to this place because I could so relate as a woman. We all have addictions. It may not be drugs. It may not be alcohol. It could be shopping, gambling. You know, we all, if we think about it, have things that we do too much of.
Right.
And could literally be an addiction. And so, but I just fell in love with this program. I saw God in this place and changing people's lives. And, you know, they'd come back a year later and 2 years later and they've, you see them move through life and become productive citizens. And so my heart just fell in love with what God is doing in this organization and in this community. And so I just hung in there, and a position came open for me to become the assistant facility manager. And I was overwhelmed. I just could not believe that I was called to do that. And I've been here since 2006. I've right. been with the Charlotte Rescue Mission in the various positions, from the volunteer coordinator to the assistant facility manager to the facility manager and now the case manager, and I'm training to be a counselor. So I truly believe that God, he qualifies those that he calls.
And it's safe to say, or safe to conclude, that this is your personal ministry, your mission, your life's calling at this point?
Oh, absolutely. I just couldn't see myself doing anything else. As stressful and as challenging as it is sometimes, I just could not see myself doing anything else.
And I would venture to guess that when you see women and even men of the Rebound program, when they are successful at beating or kicking back those particular addictions, that it brings some warmth to your heart.
No words can describe it. No words can describe. You know, I tell people that I see miracles happen here. I witness miracles on a daily basis almost. With sin from when a woman or a man walks through that door, Ron, and it's something about the eyes. It's always something about the eyes. They're hollow, they're dead, and you know, and in 2 months, you see that sparkle come back in them.
Yeah.
You know, you see them lift their head a little bit higher, their skin clears up, and in the 4.5 months, they're just whole new beings. You know, we have the sign outside of the door at business. I hope you noticed it, that said, "Behold, I make all things new."
Yes.
And we get to see that, Ron. We get to see these people come in here hopeless, beaten, broken, and leave with hope, a relationship, personal relationship with a God of their understanding.
Amen.
We don't force that on anybody, but when you see it, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
And so that, to me, is worth more than anything.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you so much for coming on the show to talk a little bit about the Charlotte Rescue Mission's Dove's Nest program. Absolutely wonderful program. How can our listeners reach the Charlotte Rescue Mission and Dove's Nest?
You can call by dialing 704-332-3999. The volunteer coordinator's extension is extension 110. Or you can find us on the web at www.charlotterescuemission.org.
Well, Shante, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Would you please say hello to Linda Curry for me?
I sure will, Ron. Thank you so much for thinking of us.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices on Praise 100.9 and 92.7. We'll be back in a moment. Praise 100.9 and 92.7 Charlotte's Inspiration Station. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. I'd like to again thank Shante Anderson, Facility Case Manager of the Dove's Nest Program, a division of the Charlotte Rescue Mission. If you're blessed financially to help the Charlotte Rescue Mission in its mission to provide critical resources to families in need, especially during this holiday season, please give them a call, 704-334-4635. For their Dove's Nest division, call 704-332-3999 or log on to their website www.charlotterescuemission.org. It's good to know that there are dedicated people and entities in Charlotte that care for women, men, and children in need. Please, if you can help with donations or assist in any way, log on to www.charlotterescuemission.org. This is Community Voices with Ron Holland. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Community Voices. I'm Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.